Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundups. And I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB, Voice of the Customer Insight Officer, to share some great opportunities for you to get involved in. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to be back.
This week, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to help with the accessibility of adverts, help with communications around the RNIB legacy offer, and also an opportunity for people to shape the future of RNIB Connect Voices too. But Claire, we're going to start with the accessibility of adverts.
Yes, Toby, we are looking for people to join us for a virtual focus group, about six people, in fact. And what we want to discuss in this focus group is your experiences and perspectives on the accessibility of adverts and the audio description that these adverts have. So this focus group will be taking place on Wednesday, the 1st of February, from 3 o'clock to 4:30 in the afternoon. And you will be able to join from the comfort of your own home over Microsoft Teams. Now, if you are not familiar with Teams, maybe you've not used it before, you can actually still dial into the session using your telephone. So if you would like to take part in this focus group and share your experiences on the accessibility of adverts, please email broadcasting@rnib.org.uk. That's broadcasting@rnib.org.uk to register your interest.
Sounds like a great focus group. And I think we're sort of moving with communications for our next item with a request for help for people to help out the RNIB legacy team.
Yes. So a lot of people may not realise that gifts and wills actually account for nearly a third of RNIB's income. I certainly didn't know that. And the legacy team are here to raise awareness of the importance of this way of giving. They want to give our legacy pledgers the best possible experience by forming lasting relationships through newsletters, calendars, and other communications, just to keep them up to date with RNIB's work and make them feel appreciated, of course. And this is where we would like your input. We are looking for people aged 50 plus who have experience of being blind or partially sighted. We would like you to volunteer between 10 and 15 hours of your time over the course of 2023. And what we need you to do is give your perspective on the legacy team's communications, thinking again about your lived experience of being blind or partially sighted. We would like you to suggest changes and new ideas to keep our communications with the general public and pledgers engaging and informative. Also, of course, while remaining sensitive to what is, of course, a difficult subject matter. If this is something that you feel you would like to help us with, please email Joe in the legacy team. Joe's email address is joe.miles@rnib.org.uk. I'll give you that email address again. It's joe.miles@rnib.org.uk. And in your email, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you would like to be involved in this work.
Finally, Claire, you are looking for people to help shape the future of RNIB Connect Voices.
Yes, Toby. So as I hope your listeners will know, one of RNIB's core values is being led by blind and partially sighted people and putting your lived experience of being blind and partially sighted at the heart of everything we do. Now, our Connect Voices online group is a vitally important part of how this happens. We are currently rethinking Connect Voices, thinking how we can make sure that the voice and opinions of blind and partially sighted people really are at the heart of everything we do. But also, we want to just make sure that the group is an interesting and enjoyable place for our members. So to that end, we are inviting Connect Voices members to help us shape the future of the group at this really important turning point. We want to hear what our group members have to say about Connect Voices, both positive and negative, and we want you to tell us what you want to see happening with the group moving forward. So it doesn't matter whether you are on the group a lot, whether you hardly ever check it. Maybe you've taken part in lots of the opportunities we've shared on there. Maybe you've taken part in very few or none. It doesn't matter. We still want to hear your thoughts. We will be holding a one-off focus group next month in February, and we'll be running a couple of groups at different times. So hopefully we can accommodate everyone's availability there. And as I say, we're looking for a really broad range of experiences and thoughts on the group. Positive and negative feedback is all welcome. We would ask that you only apply if you are a member of Connect Voices. And all of us in the Voice of the Customer team are really keen that any and all changes moving forward will be driven by the group members. So we'd like to hear from as many of you as possible. And to register your interest for this focus group, please email involvement@rnib.org.uk. That's involvement@rnib.org.uk.
A great opportunity there for people to shape the future of RNIB Connect Voices. And Claire, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Well, we've just been talking there about our Connect Voices online group, and this is, of course, where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, our projects, our research. And we also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. So if you would like to hear about as many opportunities as there are available, really, this is the place to go. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for Connect Voices group. You log into Facebook group and just search in the search bar for us. But if you aren't sure how to go about that, or if you have any questions, or we can help you to get signed up, simply drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup here on the Daily Connect Show. That's on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And the clip is also available on Audioboom. Again, just if you search for RNIB Connect Voices, I find that's the easiest way. And you can dial in to our telephone information line. We upload the clip on there every fortnight. And there's also lots of great RNIB resources on the telephone information line, I should say. So it's well worth a listen. 0203-432-1488. That's 0203-432-1488.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Claire Ordworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me, Toby. I look forward to catching up again in a fortnight's time.